It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Yes, we have our regular chat with Green Party co-leader James Shaw, and this week we talked about changes being made to the emissions trading scheme and the Greens' thoughts on the government's marquee homeless housing package last week, as well as the future of public broadcasting. But first, I asked him to explain why the scheme is changing.
Well, so the bill is actually currently in select committee. So it's about halfway through its parliamentary process. The main change, and the most significant one, is that we're actually putting in place a total cap on the amount of pollution that's allowed to go into the atmosphere. So the emissions trading scheme was designed, what they call it, a cap and trade system, but the problem is that previous governments didn't put an actual cap on it. And so that's one of the reasons why it hasn't done the job that it was supposed to do of actually reducing New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions. So we're bringing in a volumetric cap and then a bunch of other changes that kind of relate to how you then distribute kind of units within that cap. And then the idea is that cap will come down over year by year into the future until we hit our target.
But why are these changes being made? Are we emissioning too much carbon into the atmosphere?
Yes. So yes, absolutely. We're emitting way too much pollution into the atmosphere, and we have been for some time. And our emissions have actually been going up rather than going down. And that the whole point of an emissions trading scheme is to, you know, help to bring your emissions down. And we've had this emissions trading scheme for about 10 years now, but because the previous government, particularly the last national government, put in place a group of settings that really did, in many ways, gut the effectiveness of the scheme, what we're doing now is a major set of reforms that kind of take it back to what it was originally designed to do.
And the Parliamentary Environmental Commissioner, Simon Upton, told Stuff today that he says these changes did not go very far enough and they are too corporate-friendly. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I've seen Simon Upton's comments and I think, you know, amongst all of the submissions that we've received, we should be paying particular attention to what it is that he says. So I've yet to get advice on the changes that he is proposing, but I'll certainly be looking forward to getting that from the Ministry for the Environment.
Good. And let's move on to a government marquee policy announcement last week, the homelessness housing package. So now $300 million is being spent by the government on housing for the homeless. What are the Greens' thoughts on this?
Well, we're really delighted. I mean, absolutely delighted with this particular package. It's only one part of the overall jigsaw puzzle, and we absolutely need to go, you know, much further than we have been going and move a lot faster than we have. But the bit of the jigsaw puzzle that announcement last week deals with, there's about 3,000 people, roughly, who live in motels. The previous government's solution to homelessness was to put people into motels. And they were spending about $200 million a year, something like $120 million of which was basically paying the motels to accommodate these families. And so what the package announced last week does is actually we're taking people out of those motels and we're putting them into proper homes. And so that's what we should have been doing all along. And ultimately, actually, that's cheaper for the government and it gives those families a much better start.
But why not the funds? I know there's like $300 million to transitional housing, but why not use the money to build more state housing instead?
I mean, the thing is, we are actually also doing that, right? So we've built something on the order of 3,000 state houses over the course of the two and a half years that we've been in government. That's another piece of the jigsaw puzzle, is ensuring that there's adequate public housing supply. And again, 3,000 is a pretty small kind of dip your toe in the water against the scale of the problem that we inherited from the previous government. But the momentum on that State House building program is really starting to pick up pace. And you know, I don't know if you saw this, but recently there was another headline saying that there are now you know, more houses being built than at any time in the last 70 years. And so it's going to take a while for those to come on stream, but, you know, things are starting to move in the right direction. And that's because of the decisions and the actions that we've been taking over the last 2 years.
Apart from housing, is the government going to do more for the homeless? What are the other things that the government are going to do for the homeless?
Well, I guess the main thing around homelessness is what we call housing first. So this is to say, look, you know, people who are homeless suffer from, you know, a variety of issues, you know, and particularly including kind of mental health. You know, they need financial support and so on. But the most important thing is to get them into secure accommodation, a place that they can call their own, that they can rely on. That then alleviates an enormous source of stress and pressure. And then what you do is you wrap all those other services around and kind of support people to be into a position where they're able to stand on their own 2 feet again. And so that's not a new idea. It's been really successfully implemented overseas, and our government brought it in about a sort of last year or the year before. I can't quite remember exactly when, and have been slowly building that up. And actually, that's behind this move between, you know, getting people out of motels and into kind of proper homes, is that we're then able to provide those other services in a way that actually works, because it's against the background of people knowing that they've got somewhere to live.
Cool. And final topic for today, I would like to talk about public broadcasting. Now, Broadcasting Minister Chris Farfoyle announced around 2 weeks ago that the government is going to have a business plan to merge TV NZ and Radio New Zealand together. So I'm just wondering what the Greens expect to see from this public media reform.
Well, we are looking to the business case, which is essentially what Minister Farfoy announced, was that we would move to the next stage, which is a much more in-depth business case development. And, you know, what we want to do is make sure that the principle of public service broadcasting is maintained in the merger, and that it isn't kind of yanked awry by the need to make a profit, which is, I think, one of the issues that we've got with the TVNZ model over the RNZ model. And so what we want to really make sure is that that kind of high-quality public broadcasting ethos is carried through. And so we'll kind of be keeping an eye on that to make sure that that principle is preserved.
I spoke to the New Zealand Māori Council about this last week, and what they said, apart from big media brands like TVNZ and RNZ, Māori and iwi radio and broadcasting needs funding to update its structure and put more Māori interest into programming in public media. I'm just wondering, has this been raised in cabinet discussions on reforming public media?
Well, to be honest with you, not in the conversations I've been a part of, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it hasn't happened. And I know that there is a live conversation in the government about how we support Māori media.
But what about your personal thoughts on this?
Well, look, I would tend to agree. You know, I think that the various Māori iwi radio stations, you know, Māori television, do a fantastic job. And they do it on the smell of an oily rag, you know, should be well supported, because, you know, we know that the media landscape is going through nine kinds of chaos at the moment, and we absolutely want to make sure that, again, that public service broadcasting ethos that the Māori radio and TV stations offer is maintained into the future.
Green Party co-leader James Shaw, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on the show.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.